Day. My name is Patrick Hutzel from Intensive Care at Home. I want to welcome you to this live stream today and thank you for watching and thank you for joining me live on the stream today. Now today's topic is about the 10 benefits of intensive care at home nursing services. Now before I dive into the 10 benefits, I want to quickly talk about what makes me qualified to talk about this topic today. Just very quickly about myself. I'm the founder of Intensive Care at Home. I'm a critical care nurse by background. I have worked in intensive care in 3 different countries for over 20 years. Out of those 20 years in intensive care, or over 20 years, I have worked for over 5 years as a nurse unit manager in intensive care. Part of my intensive care nursing has also been that I set up intensive care at home nursing services here in Melbourne, Australia, but we are also now interstate in Australia. We have gone to Sydney, Country Victoria, and we're also providing services to Country Victoria now. I was also part of setting up intensive care at home in Germany over 20 years ago, where I joined a group of intensive care nurses at the time in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and where we were the first organization in Germany setting up intensive care at home. So I do consider myself still, after all these years, but I still consider myself as a pioneer in a pioneering industry, really. But it's worthwhile, you know, doing what we're doing because we're helping so many clients and their families improving their quality of life, and we're also helping intensive care units freeing up their in-demand and precious intensive care beds. We're freeing up intensive care resources, whether it's equipment or staff, and we're also helping funding bodies to slash the cost of an ICU bed by around 50%. Therefore, it's a win-win for everyone. So now as we go along today, I just a couple of housekeeping issues. Just type your questions into the chat pad, and I will answer your questions, of course, as we go along. So let's dive right into the 10 benefits of intensive care at home services, and let's start with number one, which I believe is the most obvious one, which is quality of life at home instead of intensive care. I assume that if you are watching this video, or you might be listening to the podcast, you might be reading the transcript, you would have come to us and sought out intensive care at home because you're well aware that your loved one in intensive care has no quality of life whatsoever, is stuck in an intensive care bed space, in an intensive care cubicle, you know, whatever you want to call it, no natural daylight, very little natural daylight. You know, there's noise 24 hours a day. There's people coming and going 24 hours a day. It's just not a very good and conducive environment for a recovery. And the quality of life at home, well, you can't beat home. And picture intensive care as opposed to being in your own home. You have the nurses coming to your home. You've got everything at home that you need to be set up to make intensive care at home possible, and let the intensive care nursing team come to your home. So that is, I believe, our biggest benefit of what we do. And I will break quality of life down a little bit more with more specifics as we go along so that you can really see how I can illustrate the quality of life aspect of our service. Number two, quality of end of life. Now, what do I mean by that? Some of our clients, you know, may never come off a ventilator. They might have a life-limiting illness, and they may be approaching their end of life, sometimes over a few days, sometimes over a few weeks, sometimes over a few months, sometimes even over many years, depending on their situation. But I think it's fair to say that we are providing also quality of end of life at home for our clients that have a life-limiting illness. And again, if that is the case, where would you rather spend your last few days, weeks, months at home or in an intensive care unit? I'll leave the answer to you. I think it's rather obvious what people would choose. Now, there have been many, many surveys done over the years in Western countries. Where would people prefer to die if they had the choice? And clearly over 75% of people surveyed said that they would prefer to approach their end of life at home compared to a hospital. I think there's enough said here, and I don't think I need to go any deeper than that. You know, again, we have provided end of life care at home as well for long-term and sometimes short-term intensive care patients as well. For example, we have done one-way extubations at home where families have opted to have the breathing tube removed at home and have their loved one pass away at home because it's just such a nicer environment compared to an intensive care unit. Number three, it's a family environment, right? Intensive care at home creates a family environment. So you can't create a family environment in an intensive care unit, but you can create a family environment at home, even though your loved one may need life support, may need ventilation, may have a tracheostomy, may have other medical complexities that require your loved one to have intensive care nurses 24 hours a day. But in any case, you are surrounded by your family. You can keep your family together. It is just such a nicer environment for everyone. And that's invaluable. You can't weigh that up with any money or, you know, it's just the right thing to do. And it's just, it's your life. It's your loved one's life. And that needs to be embedded in your family. I always say we are providing a holistic care environment, and that holistic care environment, as far as I'm concerned, can only be provided in a home care environment because that's where patients and families want to be and should be. Number four. Another benefit is that the team of highly skilled people is coming into your home. So, you know, tying right in with what I mentioned a minute ago about, you know, you're at home with your family, you can create your own environment, and now you've got the add-on of a highly skilled, highly experienced intensive care nursing team coming to your home and helping you improve the quality of life or quality of end of life for your loved one. And again, that is a holistic care environment. Having families, care teams come together in your own home, right? And that, don't get me wrong, that is a very sensitive environment. You know, I'm not saying it's free of challenges. It's not free of challenges. I can admit that, freely admit that. You know, it's often a case of, can we find the right nursing team for the right client in the right location? You know, it takes a little bit of time to create the right team, especially on a 24-hour roster. So that you as a family feel comfortable with the people that are coming and going. You know, is it the right people for your family? Is it the right people for your loved one? So, but after all, it's all in your, the team is coming to your family home and you have all the skills that you need at your disposal, really. Number five. Very important point now, I believe, you know, you can dictate your own routine. You can create the care around your routine, what works for you as a client, what works for you as a family. It's not dictated by a hospital routine, okay? If you want your teeth brushed at 9 o'clock in the morning and not at 4:30 in the morning, well, then it'll be at 9 o'clock, not at 4:30. So, you know, what I'm saying is you are in control. We can work with the routine that works for you as a family. And I think that is really important to have that family-centered approach to work with you and your routine, your preferences, you know, what works for you. And that often goes completely out of the window in intensive care, where everything is dictated by, you know, the intensive care schedule. And the individuality of the care is often, therefore, not often individualized, or only to a certain degree. I'm not saying that you can't individualize care in intensive care. However, it can never be as tailor-made as it can be at home, because that's what it is. It is tailor-made care at home, tailor-made for you and for your loved one and for your family. Next. Talking about quality of life, you know, I want to talk about what does that look like on a day-to-day basis. And I can give you some tangible examples here. For example, some of our clients go back to school. Some of our clients go back to work. Some of our clients, you know, pursue their hobbies if they can. They might even go to university. And I'm not making this up. We have clients going to school. We have clients going back to university. We have clients work from home in if they can work still. So that's what I mean when I'm talking about quality of life, really, because you just can't achieve that in a hospital environment. There's also kind of a limiting belief in a hospital that patients or clients can't really, you know, that they're not functional in an ICU environment. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Take them out of an intensive care environment, give them the right ingredients to function, give them encouragement, give them the right team with the right mindset around them, and you will see what can be achieved around activities they can do in and outside of the home. Okay, so very important aspect that what quality of life really can look like for the individual, and that a lot more is possible than you think there is. Next, you've got expertise at home that you will never find anywhere else in a home care environment or outside of a hospital. So think about this. So you've got intensive care, which is, you know, the highest acuity area in a hospital, okay? You know, when people leave intensive care, they often go to a hospital ward, right? So you've got the highest acuity area in a hospital, intensive care with some of the most highly skilled staff in a hospital, intensive care nurses, intensive care doctors, you know, just to name a few. And that takes years of training to get to that level where you can call yourself an intensive care nurse, intensive care doctor, intensive care physiotherapist, and so forth. So I argue that we are sending the highest skilled professionals into a home care environment. I argue there is nobody else almost in this world that sends higher skilled people into any home care environment. I argue we're looking after the sickest clients in the community in Australia. There's no other service provider that can match what we do at home, because we're employing hundreds of years of intensive care nursing experience that we're sending into somebody's home. You know, that puts us in a position where we can look again, I believe, after the sickest clients in the community in Australia. Okay, and for our audience in the US, we're not in the US yet, but we are coming there. We're just not quite there yet. We have so many inquiries from America. I'm talking to people in America every day. So, you know, it's very similar to here, that a lot of patients in ICU want to leave ICU and they want to take us up on the offer of intensive care at home. So you never get more expertise at home when it comes to critical care than with our service, intensive care at home. Also want to quickly talk about remote areas. And why do I want to talk about remote areas in particular, and why do I think it's a benefit? So what we learned along the way is that a lot of our clients are actually in remote areas. And why is this? It's simply because the further away clients are from metropolitan centers, metropolitan areas, the more help they really need, the more vulnerable they are because, you know, if they go to ICU to a metropolitan area and they live remotely, it's very disruptive. It takes up a lot of time for people to travel. Some of our clients have farms in country areas, right? They can't just drop everything. So they're very vulnerable on that end. And therefore, sending intensive care nurses into remote areas is certainly challenging. I'm not saying it's not, but at the same time, the benefit for clients in our remote areas are even, the payoffs are even higher, because now finally they can go back to where their families are. They don't need to spend and live in intensive care, right? And therefore they can, you know, they can live their lives in a location that they have chosen to live in. So remote areas are definitely one of our focuses, because we know of the benefits of our service, especially in remote areas. So that also means in retrospect that if you are watching this or you're listening to this and you are living in a remote area, that should not stop you from contacting us. You know, we have set up quite a number of 24-hour rosters in remote areas, and we can continue to do so if that is your preference, if that is what you would like. Okay, so, but if you are not in a remote area and you're in a metropolitan area, you should definitely contact us as well, of course. I'm just highlighting that the clients in a remote area are even more vulnerable, and it often also takes clients in a remote area longer to go home because everything is so far away and everything that needs to be set up to provide intensive care at home in a remote area takes more time, takes more effort, and therefore those people generally speaking stay in ICU for even longer compared to clients that live in a metropolitan area. Next, I want to talk about the benefits a bit more from a hospital perspective. I mean, I've talked about benefits from a family perspective now. I want to also quickly talk about the benefits from a hospital perspective. Now, the biggest benefit from a hospital perspective is simply that ICU beds are in high demand, which means a long-term ICU patient is, for lack of a better term, blocking a bed. And that is a big issue for an intensive care unit. They have several other critically ill patients knocking at that bed, quite literally. They have people queuing up in ED, in the emergency room. You know, they have potentially other hospitals looking for ICU beds, especially at the moment during the pandemic. And we are one option to help you with managing your intensive care beds. Yesterday, I had a comment from an intensivist that I spoke to about a long-term ventilated patient. And the intensivist actually said to me, you know, there is no option for this patient. And my immediate response was, there is no perceived option for a long-term ventilated patient. Well, intensive care at home is that perceived option. It's not only a perceived option, it's a real option. Okay, so it really depends on your perspective. It depends on how open-minded you are. It depends on, you know, which other areas outside of intensive care you work in. But, you know, there's definitely options, real and perceived, for long-term intensive care patients. We are that option. Helene, thank you for coming on to the call today again. You just want to quickly read out your question. When a client is at home, when a client is at home on ventilator, are they on monitors? Yes, great question, Helene. Yes, they are on ventilators. They are on monitors. Sometimes it's just a finger clip for sats probe, and sometimes they're hooked up to a real monitor. So it really depends on the client's condition, depends on the client's preference, depends on a number of things. But generally speaking, absolutely yes, they are on monitors. And you might have heard me say before, people are going out, you know, we're taking them to the movies, we're taking them to school, we're taking them here and there and everywhere if we can. And that means, you know, we wouldn't hook them up to a monitor permanently if we are out and about with them, but certainly if they're at home, if they're asleep, we have them on a monitor. But when we go out, we have portable monitors or little SATS probes for their fingers. So there are many ways to check, you know, vital signs of our clients, irrespective of the location. Next, and that is actually number 10 when I went down my list, bed blocks in intensive care. So we are talking about ICU bed block at the moment still. So yes, ICU beds are in high demand, they're precious, they're very expensive, and again, we are helping ICUs to manage their bed flow by simply creating more beds and creating more throughput and giving other critically ill patients a chance to have access to intensive care beds and have access to life-saving treatment. Last but not least, before I also give you a bonus tip in the end, last but not least, from a hospital but also funding body perspective, is simply cost, right? So that's another benefit of intensive care at home. So an intensive care bed in hospital costs around $5,000 to $6,000 per bed day. That is $5,000 to $6,000 Australian, but it's also $5,000 to $6,000 per bed day in the US. So it's fairly similar in terms of ICU bed cost. It's around £3,000 in the UK. And intensive care at home can provide services for approximately half of the cost. Okay, so we're literally cutting the cost of an intensive care bed by 50%. But I think it's gone way beyond cost. I do believe what we do is so important, and it's it brings so many benefits to patients and their families that it's not even about cost anymore. It's about the benefit for patients, families, but also for hospitals. Talking about costs, I should also talk about accessing funding schemes, funding bodies. You know, our clients here in Australia at the moment, they get funded through the NDIS, through the National Disability Insurance Scheme most of the time. But our clients also get funding through the TAC, the Transport and Accident Commission. They get funding through the DVA, the Department of Veteran Affairs, and they get funding through hospitals at times. So we sometimes get direct funding through hospitals to take patients home and take them out of ICU. But the bottom line is this, I argue, we're saving the community, the healthcare community, millions of dollars. We're providing access to already crowded intensive care units. It's a win-win all together for everyone that comes in contact with us. But again, cost is not the only thing you need to look at in this situation. We're not focused too much on how much it costs, and we're not too focused on that. We're cutting the cost of an ICU bed by 50%. We're focusing more and more about the benefit that this service, that our service really brings to our clients and their families. So my bonus tip or my bonus benefit really is that, you know, if you have a loved one at home with intensive care at home and you have the ICU specialist skills coming home, there is also the whole connection with the wider intensive care teams, whether that's doctors, whether it's physical therapists, you know, there's always a doctor overseeing. There's always a doctor overseeing our service, of course, and we're liaising with them closer. And Helene, of course, people thrive better at home. You can't beat home, right? If you had seen the number of long-term intensive care patients that I have seen over the years that are simply depressed in intensive care, right? You know where it's much less likely for people to be depressed either at home or in a hospital. I mean, the answer is so obvious, you know, it smacks you in your face. And, you know, everything at home is just so much more conducive for clients and their families, you know. So that's sort of in a nutshell of my 10 benefits for intensive care at home nursing services. There are at least another 10 others, but in the interest of time and in the interest of people wanting to ask questions, I kept it to 10 for now, and maybe we'll do part 2 in a few weeks' time, another 10 benefits of intensive care at home. But I think for now you have gotten a very good overview of what the benefits are. And probably one last benefit that I should mention too, now that I'm thinking about it, is, you know, our service so far has not been out of cost for families. It's always been funded by, the funding bodies that I mentioned. Another thing that I should mention now with the NDIS here in Australia is we are also started to provide specialist support coordination, which is important to know, because especially if you are looking to get NDIS funding for your loved one, you will need some level of specialist support coordination, and we can provide that in-house. So you should contact us on one of the numbers on the top of our website, or send me an email to info@intensivecareathome.com. That is again info@intensivecareathome.com, where you can ask questions around those issues. So I think that's it for today in a nutshell. Just another benefit, for example, that comes to mind is, you know, you can have things like tracheostomy changes. Most of our clients, we are doing tracheostomy changes at home. You know, that's another benefit. The list is definitely endless, you know. So I'll give our audience a couple of more minutes to see whether they have any questions. If there are no questions, I'll wrap this up today, maybe just a couple of minutes earlier. You're welcome, Helene. I might just wrap it up a couple of minutes earlier today, if there are no other questions. Well, if you found value in this video today, give it a thumbs up, like it, subscribe to my YouTube channel for updates for families in intensive care. And then you'll get more of my videos. Also, leave a comment below what questions and insights you have from this video, and I'm happy to respond there. If you do have a loved one in intensive care and you want intensive care at home, go to intensivecareathome.com and contact us. Doesn't matter where you are, we can still help you. Even if we're not in your location, we can point you in the right direction. That's for sure. So thanks again for watching. And I'll be back again next Sunday at 11 a.m. Melbourne and Sydney time, which is Saturday night, 6 p.m. Is it 6 p.m. next week? In North America for Eastern Standard Time. It'll be 11, 5. It'll be around 5, 16. Can't think of it. It'll be around 6 or 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time next Saturday night. Take care for now. Thanks again for coming on to the live stream, and I'll see you all next week. Take care.